With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Backed by several allies, the U.S. carried out military strikes against Houthi rebels. That's because of their repeated attacks against international vessels in the Red Sea. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that report.
In a White House statement, after the U.S. and Britain struck dozens of Houthi targets in Yemen, the president said he will not tolerate the militant group's ceaseless attacks. Mr. Biden said the attacks endangered U.S. personnel and civilian mariners and jeopardized trade. The president went on to say, quote, "I will not hesitate to direct further measures." A high-ranking Houthi official vowed there would be retaliation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, U.S. prosecutors will seek the death penalty against a white supremacist gunman who killed 10 black people inside a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. The decision announced today in a court filing. Peyton Gendron is already serving a life sentence with no chance of parole. That's after he pleaded guilty to state charges of murder and domestic terrorism in the 2022 massacre. New York does not have capital punishment, but the Justice Department had the option of seeking the death penalty in a separate federal hate crimes case. President Biden's son appearing in federal court in Los Angeles yesterday.
Hunter Biden told the judge he was not guilty on 9 counts of tax offenses. If convicted of all the charges, Biden could face 17 years in prison.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn says the judge set a tentative trial date for June 20th. U.S. wholesale inflation fell for the third straight month in December, declining 0.1% from November to December. The Dow is down 113 points, but the NASDAQ is up 10 points now. This is SRN News. Congress is working on a pro-life bill.
It's called the Pregnant Students' Rights Act, and it would provide women on college campuses with life-affirming information. The measure has passed through the House Committee on Education and the Workforce and is waiting for a floor vote. Pro-life groups are cheering. SBA Pro-Life America says, quote, "Women should never feel pressured to abort their child for fear that they will not have the support they need to pursue higher education." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legislation addressing transgenderism will be in play across the nation this year. In South Carolina, one of the few southern states without a ban on sex change operations for children, a House committee has voted to send a ban to the House floor. The bill would also prevent Medicaid from covering such treatments for anyone under age 26. In Oklahoma, two measures remain active that target sex change operations for adults. This is SRN News. A 17-year-old boy charged with killing 4 members of a neighboring family in Central California. The teen made his first appearance Thursday in juvenile court to enter the equivalent of a not guilty plea. Fresno County prosecutors have asked to try him as an adult. That would bring the possibility of a life sentence if he's convicted. Mississippi's capital is under a boil water order because of bacterial contamination.
State health officials have told Jackson residents to boil their tap water after traces of E. coli bacteria were found in the city's supply. But the manager of Jackson's long-troubled water system disputes the findings while calling it a devastating setback for rebuilding public trust. The notice is also imposed in the suburb of Flowood. The order comes days before the expected arrival of a blast of cold weather that could further disrupt the local water infrastructure. I'm Norman Hall.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.